Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into it. So we have some more NFL topics. You know, as the NFL offseason is really starting to ramp up, we are having a lot of cuts and stories come out. Now, obviously, on Monday, we talked about a lot of the quarterback situations with a lot of these teams and what they're doing. You know, with Lamar Jackson potentially getting traded, Justin Fields, what they're doing with that whole, you know, situation with the number one pick and Justin Fields, and a lot of just what the Bears are doing. And then some of my buyers and sellers for the NFL offseason for free agency. So this topic today, we have two topics. We're going to kind of go over some of, you know, the news that has come out, not potentially what I think is going to happen, more of what already has happened. Because obviously on Monday, we talked about, you know, projecting more into late March and when the free agency period starts. Today is going to be more of a what has already happened this week. So we're going to start off with the NFL, you know, players released and some of the franchise tags that have already come out. And then obviously we're going to talk about the big story this week about Aaron Rodgers coming back from his darkness retreat. Now, I know that's a little bit old, but I didn't really get into depth of it. And Aaron Rodgers actually went on a podcast and talked about it. So we're going to just kind of, you know, go over that, read it over a little bit, and think about what's that all about. So let's start off with the NFL players released and franchise tag. Now, there's only been one player franchise tagged thus far, and that is defensive tackle De'Aaron Payne on the Washington Commanders. He's getting about $18.5 million, $19 million, depending on how, on if you want to round up or round down. It's around $18.8 million. Obviously, De'Aaron Payne's a great player in the NFL. He's one of the more underrated and not talked about players just because of, you know, that defensive line for the Commanders is really good. They have like four first-round picks on that defensive line. And just the fact of they're not exactly a talked-about team for, A, not the right reasons because of the whole Dan Snyder owner whole debacle. And two, the whole quarterback situation, how that's just a mess. Now that they released Carson Wentz earlier this year or earlier this week. And then number three, they're just not a good team. They're kind of one of those teams where any week they could beat you, but they're not that team where you know they're going to make the playoffs. So that's just kind of one of the more franchise tag that flown under the radar. That's the only one that's actually happened this far. All right, so let's just go through some of the newer releases that has happened throughout the week that I didn't get to talk about yet on this podcast. So, obviously, I just mentioned Carson Wentz did get released. I think a team like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could potentially sign him. Just for the fact of the Bucs have no options at quarterback. They don't have anybody in-house, and they don't really have a lot of money to spend on a free agent. So, I think they're either going to draft somebody in the draft, or they're going to go with a bargain bin player like Carson Wentz or a Baker Mayfield, someone like that who is more of a veteran, been in the league for a couple of years, and is a good, not great player. So I think they're either going to go in the draft or they're going to go with a bargain bin player just because they're way over the cap already. So they're going to have to do some releasing of players just to, you know, take some of that money away. So first up was Carson Wentz. A lot of people are saying he's not even going to be a starter in this league anymore. I think he could be, potentially, depending on how this, you know, free agency period goes. A lot of people are saying he could potentially just go be a backup somewhere. And kind of if the player gets hurt, then he's comes in, steps in for a couple weeks, depending on how long an injury lasts. Something along those lines. So first up, Washington releases Carson Wentz. Next up, the second quarterback to be released, the Atlanta Falcons released Marcus Mariota. So Mariota was the Falcons starter for most of the season last year. He signed, I think it was a 2-year deal, and he was just released from the Falcons. So, you know, I don't think that was a bad idea. The Falcons have been linked to a lot of teams, like, or quarterbacks, like, obviously, the big one is Lamar Jackson, but also Justin Fields, because obviously Justin Fields is from Georgia, like I mentioned. So Marcus Mariota, he is released. He's probably going to go back to a backup like he was on the Raiders a couple of years ago with Derek Carr as the starter. So Desmond Ridder, they're going to give him a chance, it sounds like. Desmond Ridder, going into his second year, he played a couple games last year. Nothing special, not really that high on him. Either is a lot of the media. So we'll see what Desmond Ridder comes out with. And we'll see if the Falcons do anything at the quarterback position. Maybe, not really sure. But we'll have to wait and see. Next up, we have the New York Giants releasing Kenny Golladay, wide receiver. Golladay obviously was a non-factor in the Giants the last two seasons. They signed him to a huge contract. It was like a 4-year, $72 million contract. Obviously, as a Giants fan, I was super excited when we signed him, just for the fact of the Giants had a lot of weapons on that team that year. So it really gave Daniel Jones a chance. But obviously, Golladay did not pan out whatsoever. Just in the two seasons Kenny Golladay was there, he had 600 receiving yards and one touchdown in two seasons. So obviously, Golladay last year did nothing. He didn't even play most of the season, just for the fact of he was benched, just because this new regime didn't really like his attitude and his play. So obviously, we paid $36 million as a Giants team to have Kenny Golladay basically do nothing for us. And then lastly, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are planning on releasing all-pro running back Leonard Fournette. So Leonard Fournette was obviously a huge contributor in that Tampa Bay Super Bowl in 2021. Obviously, he got the nickname Playoff Lenny. He just had that spectacular postseason for the Tampa Bay Bucs. And he is now released. So obviously, he's a good running back. Obviously, the Bucs really struggled in the last two seasons with him to kind of get any running game going at all, whether that's Leonard Fournette's fault, which I do not put it on him, or it is the Bucs' fault. They had one of the worst running attacks in the league. I think that they were like bottom two or bottom three in the league last year in the running attack. So we'll see what happens with that. So that's just kind of more of the big name players that have been released and got franchise tagged thus far. Obviously, we're going to have way more in the next couple weeks, but that is just what we have so far. And then next up, lastly, we have Aaron Rodgers. He spoke for the first time since his darkness retreat. And then obviously, GM for the Packers, Brian Gutekunst, obviously talked about that at the draft combine as well. So first off, let's just start and say what Aaron Rodgers said to, you know, he was on the podcast. Obviously, he's on the Aubrey Marcus podcast. So let's just, you know, this is word for word what Aaron Rodgers said. He said, "I feel really good about the conversations that are going to be had, that have been had, with the important people in my life that helped to orient me. But I'm not looking for somebody to tell me what the answer is. All the answers are right inside me, and I touched many of them, and definitely the feelings on both sides during the darkness. I'm thankful for that time." He then went on and said, "There's a finality to the decision. I don't take it lightly. I don't want to drag anybody around. Look, I'm answering questions about it because I got asked about it. I'm talking about it because it's important to me. If you don't like it and you think it's drama, you think I'm being a diva, whatever, then just tune it out. That's fine. But this is my life. It's important to me, and I'll make a decision soon enough, and we'll go down that road, and I'm really be excited about it." So obviously, those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. That's what he said on the Aubrey Marcus Park podcast. I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday. I think it was on Monday. And obviously, I don't have it right here with me, but Brian Gutekunst said, "The Packers are just kind of waiting on what Aaron Rodgers decides. Obviously, it's kind of been noted that, you know, both sides have been open to a reunion. The Packers, it sounds like from what Brian Gutekunst said, that they will go with Aaron Rodgers if he wants to come back. But it's been reported that the Packers want Aaron Rodgers to be completely all in for a next, you know, at least 2 years, or they're just going to go with quarterback Jordan Love, because it's been reported by Jordan Love that if Aaron Rodgers comes back to the Packers, Jordan Love is requesting a trade, because Jordan Love has been sitting for 3 years, and it's been said, and we've all seen, Jordan Love can play football. How good? We don't know, but Jordan Love has taken some steps and some leaps, and it looks like Jordan Love is at least a, you know, 18th to 20th best starter in the league from what we saw last year. So, obviously, I think the Packers should just move off of Aaron Rodgers. The Packers did make a lot of, you know, cap, you know, maneuvers yesterday. They restructured Aaron Jones' contract, Jaire Alexander, Kenny Clark's contract. It's one of the guy I'm forgetting. He's a big-name player on that team. It's not David Bakhtiari. It's someone else. But they cleared about $40 million in cap space. So they cleared a lot of money. Now, we don't know if that's going to help them for the whole Aaron Rodgers coming back or moving off of Aaron Rodgers. But they cleared a lot of cap space. So I personally think the Packers should move off Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, nobody knows, because we don't know what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. But I think either way, they should just move off of Aaron Rodgers and just look to the future. Aaron Rodgers, we've had it for the last, you know, 2 to 3 years. Every offseason we go through this, you know, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I want to retire or come back or do whatever. I think they just ripped the Band-Aid off. You're not winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Just move off of him. See what you have in Jordan Love. You can get him for 2 more years. Obviously, you have the fourth year, and then he's a first-round pick, so you can give him the fifth-year player option. So you have 2 years of Jordan Love on pretty team-friendly money over the 2 years, and then you sign him, potentially. Then you have your next starter for the next decade or so, or whatever it would be. So I think they just move off Aaron Rodgers, get some draft picks. They have a lot of cap space. They'll have more than enough cap space to go out and sign some big-name players and see what you have with Jordan Love. So that's just my thoughts on what they should do. But obviously, nobody knows what's happening yet. But that's just what I have. And obviously, I hope you guys are having a great week. Thursday morning, can't complain about the week. So obviously, it's crazy we're already in the beginning of March, but hope you guys have a great week, a great weekend, and peace.